Let's talk about prejudices. This began because a few months back I became friends with a woman who I thought was very interesting, and she stuck up for me when I said something anti-9/11 truth. So she wrote a hello. We started communicating back and forth. She actually listened to my radio show. And then she started telling me that she believed in certain woo-woo things. She said she didn't believe in flu shots. And I made it very clear right away, well, I'm sorry, I don't want to be a problem, but I accept science over people's feelings, because people get really upset when you reject their feelings for, you know, evidence. And this person, you know, listened to me, was nice to me, wrote to me a few times, and then got vilely angry with me and said I was all closed-minded because I believe in doctors and medicine and science. I mean, she unfriended me. If I posted something that actually could hurt someone, I'd like someone to say to you, will you watch out what you're doing? But of course, nobody does that, because for some reason, we're supposed to accept what everybody thinks, even when it's wrong. You know, we're in this world today where we're supposed to be tolerant of religions that are intolerant of people. That doesn't make sense to me. You know, that the fact that the president's going to swear his oath of office on the Bible that says that homosexuals should be put to death, that's hate. You know, but we're supposed to accept Christianity because it's a major, important religion. Bullshit. It's just another fucking lie that we're being told all the time, and we're supposed to respect the lie. Fuck that. Anyway, on Facebook, I decided that I wanted to deal directly with this and see what would come up. So this was my post from Sunday early afternoon. I support science over people's feelings about some issues, mostly regarding health. This has caused some friends to unfriend me, which I think is rude and childish. For instance, I really do not understand the problem some have with genetically modified foods. People treat this as though it were the most dangerous, vile thing in the world, yet it's simply farming, just like we've done for thousands of years, done scientifically. In fact, in a world where a billion people go to sleep hungry every day, anything that can yield a larger, healthy food supply more often can be nothing but useful. But that is treated as monstrous and is called Frankenfood. I'm sorry, but I really don't get it. I also don't get it when people reject flu shots or vaccinations because they think they know more than modern medicine. I don't buy into conspiracies, and I trust disciplines in which people work together, i.e. science and medicine, more than someone's feelings. Am I wrong? I've gotten several people, 7 currently, have marked that they like that statement, which is good. My first reply was from an old boss of mine, Adam Parfrey. I'll give his name. I'm not going to mention anybody else's names here. And Adam, kind of mad at Adam for doing this, the very first comment was, I don't love Monsanto like you do. Now, Monsanto did not cross my mind. I am aware that there is a hell of a lot of prejudice against this company. But that wasn't what I was talking about. I'm talking in more generic terms about science and about working together, because that can actually solve problems. I was making a larger statement rather than to have some nonsense about a company called Monsanto. What the fuck am I supposed to say to that? And then the next response from another person is, well, when confronted with the notion that our government is allowing Monsanto to spray chemtrails with small particulates, what does this fucking have to do with feeding the world and science? Suddenly we're talking about an evil corporation and chemtrails? What the fuck has this got to do with what I'm talking about? So small particulates of aluminum, barium, and strontium all over the planet from the sky, which is supposed to offset global warming, but also just happens to raise the amount of aluminum in the soils by as much as 6,000 times, while Monsanto continues to develop yada, 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 yada. And then this thing about many farmers have taken to suicide because they are forced to pay Monsanto again for all of the seeds harvested from crops that they produce from seeds they have already purchased. All right, so I responded. Well, you just made a bunch of assertions that make me very skeptical. I know, as Adam does, that to some, Monsanto equals evil. But I don't buy it. I don't buy into the accusations they're destroying the world or causing suicides. I need more than just scary propaganda. The internet is full of these accusations, but not real proof. How is the food unsafe? Why are you going so far overboard that you call them demons? Too much. It's feelings versus science yet again, and I reject your feelings. Sorry, you make my point for me. I trust Monsanto more than I do people who call them demons. By the way, the farmers committing suicide thing, what they're trying to do is they're trying to blame Monsanto for producing GMO cotton, and that the cotton is failing, which is why they're committing suicide. Well, Monsanto introduced GMO cotton in 2002, and the suicides started back in the 90s. The suicides in India, which they're terrible, there are a lot of them, have nothing to do with Monsanto and have to do a lot with other situations. And it's just another convenient trope to blame on Monsanto because they're evil. And for the record, the Monsanto cotton is enormously profitable in India. So to say that the cotton is causing suicides is actually, on a business level, totally incorrect. They were making better profits using the BH cotton from Monsanto. And then the lady who just wrote does a follow-up with a YouTube video about chemtrails and spraying. All right, first off, I don't accept YouTube videos as evidence because they are not peer-reviewed evidence. You can say anything you want on YouTube. So I just reject out of hand YouTube videos as evidence in scientific measures and matters. Sure, I know there are TED Talks and there's all kinds of great information that you can get, but it's still run by personal experience, anecdotal evidence, rejection of scientific research, and misguided thinking. That's what you find if you don't go towards peer-reviewed actual science. Then I get a statement. Well, I think one should do one's own research. I have followed some research into flu shots, vaccinations, etc. At least now she's addressing something that I actually wrote about. I didn't write about fucking Monsanto. Flu shots, vaccinations, etc., which so far has been enough to turn me away from them. My intro was when the husband of my mother's best friend dropped dead from a flu shot, so I've never had one. But as I said, I've continued looking into these subjects. After all, we were all grateful for polio vaccinations back in the 50s. One GMO incident decades back involved corn modified to produce its own pesticide. Brilliant, right? There go the bees, butterflies, and other of our good pollinators. By the time the French company which leased this land in Iowa realized what they'd done and burned the fields, well, too late. Duh. Can't stop the wind from blowing. Anyway, these are just a couple of incidents, and I'm sure anyone can say it's not enough. But if one wants more than propaganda or a couple, three examples, one must look into whatever is the subject for him, herself. Suicides amongst farmers is a huge subject. It often comes from family farmers not being able to hold their own against corporate-controlled farming. Remember Farm Aid? They can't support their families. They're humiliated and depressed. Yeah, I looked it up on the internet, and the farmer suicides in India had nothing to do with Monsanto. You can research how the food is or isn't unsafe rather than demanding your friends do all the research, which is not what I was doing. I said flat out, I trust science. I'll eat the food. I'm not worried about it. I don't need to do any research because I'm not worried about it. The measures that we take to have our food be safe and worth eating is already higher than any standard you can ever imagine. So, no, I'm not worried about it. If it's got a GMO in it, it's not going to hurt me. It's not going to hurt you either. You know? Perhaps your refusal, it's my fault why someone has unfriended me. Then Adam came back with, Monsanto destroys farmers who don't use their seed. That alone makes them fucking evil. Then my friend Darren from the UK, from Edinburgh, actually, he sent in a how to debunk chemtrails website to respond to the person who just wrote about chemtrails. But he goes on to state that... he thinks that GMO foods are untrustworthy, but I don't see where. Then another friend of mine came in and says, and then starts to talk about Roundup and Monsanto again. I just want you to know, if I'm being fed Roundup, you can choose to eat it. I'm going to make a different choice. I've seen it kill animals. I just want to see it labeled, that's all. And then Adam came back and says, I highly recommend you turn your attention from your computer keyboard to gardens and small farms. And then the first lady came back in again and said, dreaming a beautiful world, she points out something about Monsanto is genetically engineering bees. So this is the response that I get to my, I believe in science more than I do personal feelings. I get a bunch of personal feelings, anti-science. And then my friend who talked about Roundup said, I feel the same about vaccines. You couldn't pay me enough to take a flu shot. I don't vaccinate my animals after the first round. I have a thoroughbred off the track that has had all sorts of immune challenges. Again, what we're getting are personal anecdotes, and people take anecdotal evidence over serious scientific evidence. They just reject science to their anecdotes, even though endlessly they're wrong to do so. This is now going on way too long. So here's my first response to all these comments that I read. It's about 24 hours later, and I'm just coming back on here to find these comments. I do not own a computer, so I am not online all the time. The word Monsanto did not even cross my mind when I wrote my initial comment, but mostly what I see here is a bunch of almost generic examples of the kind of feelings first, no rationality that I was talking about. No one has addressed my point about farming done scientifically because there is a serious hatred of science going on here. Pretty much everything said in response to me is irrational. Vaccinations are evil? You couldn't pay me enough to take a flu shot? No offense intended, but that's insane. That is precisely the kind of arrogance that has brought on a rise in diseases like measles that is killing off innocent children every day. And the only reason it happens is because of these attitudes. Other diseases coming back include TB and the plague. And it sounds like you people think you're proud of how you feel when you are being backwards, antisocial, and in fact are killing people. Now, of course, you're probably all turned off, but of course, no one's going to read this. You know, I'm interrupting my own comment. No one will actually read my comment because it requires more than a sentence of reading. People just skim and reject. That's all they do. They don't actually deal with things that they don't like. That's why I'm trying to read these things. Now, of course, you're probably all turned off, but I'm just responding to what has been said here. This is what I mean when I talk about critical thinking. Yet I am accused of being closed-minded because the scientific evidence is against your feelings. Flu shots mean fewer people die of the flu. GM food is helping feed the world. I don't give a damn about Monsanto because I do not plant seeds or deal with that at all. But I have no problem eating GM foods that are sold in stores. If there is evidence that GM grains are dangerous, then show me a report that says so, not some website that has an obvious agenda against it. I will look and follow as best I can. I grew up around farms. I picked tomatoes and apples and strawberries and other things and was around Illinois corn my whole life. Every generation of a crop affects change, and all GM technology is doing it with intention and science. And then what does this have to do with chemtrails? I don't know. As I have said many times before, if you want foods that have absolutely no genetic modification in them, they're already labeled, they're called organic. Buy organic foods if you want no GMs. There, you're done. I guess I know that, you know, my initial question was, am I wrong? And I guess I know now that a bunch of you think that I am wrong. But that doesn't make me think you folks are right. Think critically, please. To which Adam replied, if you fail to examine what Monsanto is all about, how could you possibly think critically about GMOs? To which I immediately replied, and if you refuse to talk about why you think GMOs are so dangerous, then what difference does Monsanto make? This is not about Monsanto. I don't work for them, nor do I have anything to do with them. If they are the only company on earth producing GM foods, then prove it. Since they aren't, I'm not writing about them. To which Adam replied again, this makes no sense. Monsanto is the primary GMO group corp in the world. You can't separate the two. All right, so because of his shit about Monsanto, I decided to deal with fucking Monsanto. So here's my reply to that. Is this really Adam Parfrey? Sure, I see Feral House coming up. This doesn't sound like you, Adam. I've not known you to jump on bandwagons, and this is a big leftist trope that Monsanto is an evil monster and their products are deadly poisons. This is just the leftist version of the right-wing denial of global climate change, a fixation that doesn't make sense. I'm no fan of large corporations in general, apart from my big pharma paymasters, of course. But it does strike me as odd that in Whoville, Monsanto is widely thought of as part of an evil Illuminati conspiracy to reduce population when much of their work aims to allow us to feed a larger world population. That little detail is always ignored. Their tactics to protect their intellectual property rights seem more than a little unsavory to me, but that's how business works in our current economic system. And it seems likely that this kind of technology is the only hope we have of ending world hunger, especially with the disruption to food supplies that seems likely with climate change. There is good evidence that Roundup, for example, is not carcinogenic, has low toxicity, does not adversely affect reproduction or development of a wide range of organisms, is not an endocrine disruptor, does not bioaccumulate, and rapidly breaks down in the environment. I cannot imagine any way that the genetic modification that makes plants resistant to Roundup could possibly make Roundup-ready crops in any way toxic. It's a natural mutation in a gene that codes for an enzyme only found in plants and bacteria. In short, it seems to me that Roundup is as close to a perfect herbicide as anyone could hope for. Are the Luddites and yogurt weavers celebrating this remarkable product? Of course not. Just a while ago, I read from that one friend who said, if you want to eat Roundup, you're welcome, but I've seen it kill things. Bullshit! You've never seen it kill anything. That's wrong. You are wrong. Jesus. And I could then go on and write about Monsanto seeds. As the story goes, Monsanto will sue you for growing their patented GMOs if traces of those GMOs enter your fields through windblown pollen. This is the idea that I see most often. A group of organic farmers, in fact, recently sued Monsanto, asserting that GMOs might contaminate their crops, and then Monsanto might accuse them of patent infringement. The farmers couldn't cite a single instance in which this had happened, though, and the judge dismissed their case. And the recent French paper that set out to show how unhealthy GMs are is rejected out of hand for its obvious bias and cherry-picked data. So yeah, I trust science more than I trust personal prejudice. And mostly, that's what I've confronted here. So, yeah, I guess that means I trust Monsanto more than I do you. I don't give a damn about Monsanto. I was talking about something a little higher, which is that I believe that science is the best equipped discipline to help the world, and that biases and prejudices are killers. Last week, I talked about projection bias, and I think that that's part of me, because I'd like to think that other people think like I do. But evidently they don't, because look at all the people here who could come up with things that had nothing to do with what I was thinking about, and instead get all tied up in them. And again, they're proud of their irresponsibility. And I don't know. What do you think?